And of course, our speakers, Ismael Cuellar with the Laredo Paranormal Research Society, is going to be here and tell us about their work that they're doing with those lights. They're actually shooting the lights with lasers, and of all the people that over the years that have studied these things, the first recorded documentation was back in the 1880s, back before there were car headlights and things that, you know, some of the people say, they're just headlights. But no, they're not. They're actually these orbs that float around Chinati Peak. And I've got sightings from, you know, on all sides of it. But primarily there's a viewing station just outside of Marfa that they have been hitting these lights with a laser, and they're reacting. And on the website there's some video of the laser, you know, pinpointing, hitting the light, and they'll shrink up, and then they'll turn the laser off, and then they'll reappear. And so, you know, everybody always thought they were kind of a static thing, but, you know, when light hits light, not much happens. But in this case, something's happening. And so there's a lot more
now,
research. Imagine,
you have someone giving a presentation about those lights, right?
Yes, Ismael Cuellar it will be here, and he's part of the lecture series. And, of course, Noy and Ruben will be here to talk about Mexico's Roswell and aliens in the forest. And
we're going to run down all of the speakers
and
everything.
But anyway, it's a really neat deal. And one of the sideline things is, you know, we're working together here in Presidio, and it's one of the few places where, you know, the city and the school and the county, and we all get along and we work together. We have interlocal agreements to where we help each other all the time, so we don't have a lot of duplication of services down here. And the school is going to be participating, and this last year our T-STEM program stands for Science, Technology, Engineering, and Mathematics team. Made it all the way to the White House with their rocketry program. And so they're going to do a rocket display for us, and so we're going to blast off rockets. At night we have the Orionids meteor shower, or the Orion meteor shower will be both nights, the 19th and the 20th. We have free camping out at the Presidio Drag Raceway, and so you can come out, and then Saturday night we're going to have the Dude of the Dead music festival out there, and they can get some Americana rock. I know that's kind of a strange deal, but it's kind of like the Ozark Mountain Daredevils meet Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? Where Art Thou? And anyway, it's some really peppy music. It won't put you to sleep, and it'll be a good time to be had out at the racetrack on Saturday night. And we also, and Noah, you don't know this, but one of our sponsors, Mr. Carlisle with CSM Carlisle & Associates, he does a lot of consulting work for the city, and he's ex-military. CSM stands for Command Sergeant Major, and he was stationed at Fort Bliss in the same time area as all this was going on, as well as after he got out of the military, he worked for NASA for a while. But Roger has a lot of charisma, and he'll make us a great MC. He'll be there to introduce the acts and everything, and I'm looking forward to some of his stories about what he saw going on out of White Sands. So
that sounds really interesting. Where will this be held there in Presidio?
Well, the lecture series will be at the Presidio Activity Center, and we have a big gymnasium that is kind of a multi-purpose facility, and we could probably get 300-400 people in there to hear Mr. Friedman whenever he speaks, and I've got a feeling that it will make a great facility. Also, the Senior Citizen Center is in there, Boys and Girls Club, and so it's just a nice, big, modern facility that we can have the lecture series in. And then across town, and Presidio is not that big. You can get just about anywhere in about 5 minutes. We're also going to have the Presidio Passport Program that if you visit 20 businesses and get your passport stamped, we'll have a free T-shirt or cap for the people to visit our merchants. And like I say, there's a lot to see and do around here. The natural beauty and, you know, the Chinati Hot Springs, which the Ms. Chambers and her son came from. That's a really neat location. Of course, they got another hot springs in the national park. lot of hiking, camping, mountain biking. If people come down to the Big Bend, they may want to stay for a couple of days and take advantage.
It sounds like I need to save an extra day or two on each side of the conference.
Right.
And take a look at everything. Noe, this must be very satisfying to you to have the city and the county and the entire area right behind you on this UFO.
I tell you what, Jerry, it is amazing for us to have connected with Brad, and our relationship in organizing this conference has been the best. Ruben and I, when we were there in 2006, originally we were on our way to do the research across the river there at the purported crash site of the UFO. And we stopped in at Presidio, and we enjoyed very much our stay. We also went up and saw the Marfa lights. Ruben and I filmed them. We went up to...
So the Marfa lights, you can just show up out there and see them anytime?
Yes, weather permitting, on a good, clear evening. They show up virtually every evening, and there is... Now, this is what's really odd. Brad alluded to it just briefly, but I want to mention that it is one of the few paranormal phenomenon that I know of for which an official state... roadside park specifically for the purpose of viewing them has been constructed by the Texas Department of Transportation. It's got bathroom facilities. It has paid telescopes. It's got vending machines. You know, it's got plenty of parking. And the oddest thing happens almost every evening, Jerry, is you go to that rest stop or that little roadside park, And if you get there a little bit before dusk, there's nobody in sight. It's like totally empty. And then one car will pull in, and then another, and then another. And pretty soon there's a whole army of vehicles all parked. The parking lot is full of people back up their pickup trucks, and they're sitting in the back with, on their lawn furniture. And it becomes a spectacle almost every evening to watch these incredible lights that appear there along the Chinate Mountains, and have been appearing there, as Brad mentioned, for decades and still have not been explained. But Ruben and I fell in love with the area, and the interesting thing that I was going to tell you, Jerry, is when Ruben and I were driving around town in Presidio, and Ruben turned to me, and this is almost, it's synchronicity, because Ruben turned to me and he said, what would be really cool is if one day we could commemorate what happened in this Mexico's Roswell case by having a little UFO, a little festival here in Presidio. And that was 2006.
Thanks to Brad Newman, it became possible.
That's when Brad... That was the little residual energy that we left behind there that Brad ran into. And Ruben has a favorite saying that he tells me. It's my co-author, Ruben Uriarte, that I'm talking about, who's also one of the speakers. His saying is that life is a continuous stream of synchronicity. And I really believe that, because things that seem random to us, random things happen. Mm-hmm. Seemingly out of the blue, and somehow everything seems to always come together, and in this case it certainly did with Brad's help. We're so looking forward. Stanton Friedman will be there, and many other very good.
Yeah, we're going to run down the lineup here in a minute. I got a couple of Twitter messages, and somebody in the chat room brought up something as well. And I don't know, Noe, if you've ever heard about this or not. It's called the Zone of Silence.
Zona
like
del
this.
Silencio, yes. Zona del Silencio is an anomalous zone that's been compared to the Bermuda Triangle. And it is just on the other side of the Rio Grande River from Presidio, in fact, just a little bit south and a little bit southeast. It is a zone where compasses spin wildly, radios and other electronic equipment don't function. Pilots have reported that their online instruments will suddenly go dead. There's been numerous UFO sightings throughout that whole area. Some people say that that particular zone, which encompasses, you know, a large area of the Chihuahuan Desert, some people say that that zone could be some type of a gateway or a portal of some kind that these entities are using to transport themselves into our reality. Well,
was this UFO crash we're talking about with the private plane, was that near that zone?
Absolutely. It happened just a little bit north of that, the zone of silence. Now, the zone of silence is not a, it's not something that's marked on maps where you can definitely delineate the boundaries of it. So it's that whole area there that is mysterious, all the way into Texas as well, with the sighting of the Marfa lights, which, you know, they've been sighted since the 1800s. And that whole area is mysterious and unlike any other place on Earth.
My producer, Janie, shortly pointed out to me, Brad, that I misspoke your last name one time. I called you Newton. It's Newman.
Yeah, it's like
me. I knew that. And I apologize to you.
Oh,
for
no
that.
Problem. I've been called worse.
You were thinking of Paul Newman, who Brad resembles a lot in his heyday.
Yeah.
Let's run over Brad and Noe. Let's run over exactly what's happening here as far as the lineup. We mentioned Stanton Friedman a couple of times, but he's going to do a presentation both evenings, right? Around 6:30.
Absolutely. Stan Friedman is our keynote speaker, and in a nod to the great kids in Presidio who advanced all the way to the White House with their rocketry program that Brad mentioned earlier, in a nod to them, Stan is doing a lecture on Friday night, the first day of the conference, called Man's Place in the Universe. This is a staggering lecture. It's one that will just knock everybody's socks off, because Stan, who is a nuclear physicist, by the way, he has been engaged over the years in the design and planning for nuclear-powered spaceships for the U.S. government and U.S. government contractors. He is going to talk about how our perspective on life elsewhere in the universe has changed so dramatically in the last few decades due to the discoveries that have been made through astronomy, the Hubble telescope, and so forth, you know, to where now scientists are telling us that there are at least 100 billion planets in our galaxy alone. And 100 billion planets, just that's a hard number to wrap yourself around, but if there are 100 billion planets in the Milky Way galaxy alone, and our galaxy is one of billions of galaxies, and there was a recent article in Time that suggests there may be multiple universes rather than just, we've always thought of just one universe, there could actually be, now they're referring to the universe as a multiverse, because there's evidence that there are layer upon layer of universes coexisting together. We are only now, as Stan is going to point out in his keynote talk on Friday night, we are only now starting to scratch the surface of what this means and how much our understanding has changed in terms of what our place is in the universe. So we're really looking forward to that.
Noe and Jerry, I'd like to also mention the dark skies of the Big Bend. You know, with the number of electric lights and all the light pollution that's in most of the United States, you really can't see the Milky Way that well, but you can see it from horizon to horizon here. It's really phenomenal that you can go out and see that many stars that just get washed out in other places here. So, you know, going along with what Noe's saying is, how big is the universe? You can actually see more of the universe from Presidio, Texas, than you can in most places in the United States.
You know, you mentioned, Brad, a little earlier, the Paranormal Research Society and Martha's Lights, but they have done something pretty, either one of you can answer this, but I understand they recently filmed a huge triangle-shaped UFO craft hovering over the city of Laredo, Texas. Is that right?
This is the most amazing UFO footage that I have ever seen, and I've been privileged now to see their presentation twice. I saw that in, they came and spoke for me. I had the pleasure, as you know, Jerry, to be the organizer of this year's UFO conference in Roswell, New Mexico for the city. And Ismael Cuellar and the Laredo Paranormal Research Group came to Roswell, and they gave a lecture that just knocked out the standing room only crowd in the Bassett Auditorium there at the Roswell Museum and Art Center. And they showed on the screen a footage that they captured, video that they captured of a huge green triangular UFO that hovered over the city of Laredo. And it has very distinct structure to it. It has a symmetry to it. And it has at each of the three corners, if you can imagine a triangle and you see the three corners of it, at each of the three corners or vertices, you have a very definable orb-shaped object. And it was speeding across the sky. Ismael and his group were, they do night watches, UFO watches, quite frequently, where they set up all their camera equipment in a remote area, kind of far away from the distant lights of the city. And so they capture a lot of really strange objects that they shared with us that could not be explained by any means in terms of a conventional type of aircraft or any sort of conventional explanation. But the most astonishing one, which they are going to show extensive footage of at the Presidio event, is this incredible triangle-shaped UFO that they captured on film.
Jerry, it's very reminiscent to the picture that you have on your website, where it says Jerry Pippin's Internet Radio.
Mm-hmm.
Files. And of course, it was green. I was there, and I think that I owe a big thank you to the folks in Roswell and their support of this UFO festival. I went by the chambers and the visitor center and got a great reception. You know, we're not trying to take anything away from Roswell. We've got our own event here, and it'll be nice to have the folks from Roswell come down and let them enjoy a UFO festival. Rather than
Brad, I think you're to be congratulated for doing this down there in South Texas, and I think it can only benefit tourism in general and local businesses in particular. So
well,
I'd like
you know,
to pat you on the back here if you were closer.
Well, you know, most of the events that you do in West Texas, especially, you know, it's like, boy, we had something neat happen, and we need to make it famous. I am so fortunate that I've got something famous that needs an event.
Yeah, interesting. Noy alluded to this, I guess, a roundtable or a panel. Stanton Friedman, Noy Torres will be there, Ruben Uarte, Dennis Baltizer, who we haven't mentioned yet. We'll talk about him in a minute. And Gilberto Rivera, is that how he pronounces his name?
That's correct. Very good on your Spanish there, Jerry.
¿Cómo está usted?
Muy bien, sí, gracias. And Brad speaks it very well as also.
Oh, no, I'm not. Mi español es muy malo.
But Jerry,
well, we're an international show, so we threw in a little bit of Spanish at least.
Well,
we are very excited about the round table, which was, by the way, Brad's idea, to have a town hall meeting and kind of a little panel discussion to have all the UFO researchers, you know, rather than talking at the people like we always do. We get up there and we tell them about our favorite little, you know, pet theories, and we show them the latest research that we've run across. So we're going to stop talking at them, and we're going to let them talk at us for a couple of hours, We're going to have an open mic. We're going to discuss UFO sightings in the Presidio area, Presidio County, Ojinaga, that whole area, that whole Big Bend area. And we're going to throw it open to folks that want to speak, and we know there will be many. We had a similar UFO festival here in Edinburgh, Texas, just last month, and we had 500 people attend, and they had some incredibly interesting stories to tell afterward about their own UFO experience. So in a place like Presidio, which has a lot more paranormal activity going on than we do here in South Texas, I expect that we're going to see fantastic new witnesses and information come out of that town hall meeting on Saturday afternoon.
I certainly hope so, and if you do, both of you guys let me know about it, okay?
Jerry, the way I came about this idea is, you know, because when you're going out and you're saying, hey, I'd like to have a UFO festival, I figured everybody would just think I'd lost my mind. But the reaction was totally different because...
Really?
A former mayor of Presidio came and says, yeah, and he's also a school teacher. And he said, yeah, we were coming back from Marfa, and, you know, we were staying up to keep the bus driver awake. And he said, all three of us saw a triangular-shaped object. And he said, it just lit up the sky like daytime. And then another one of my board members on the economic development said that, oh, yeah, I remember seeing a streak across the sky and hearing a loud explosion. And it's just been story after story. And I said, well, we need to have a forum where y'all can come and tell these guys that write the books about it. And so talking to Noe and Ruben, that's how this particular segment of the lecture series came about. And so I'm very excited to hear these people go on record. And I think that the stigma of telling a UFO story is not what it was 30 years ago when people would, you know, oh, well, you know, they... Mm-hmm. kind of look down on or think that they'd lost their mind. But, you know, the evidence is overwhelming. And, you know, I found a quote, and I shared this with Noe, and I hope I get this right, about the astronaut Scott Carpenter who took a picture of a UFO that NASA has never released. And he said that there hadn't been a space mission ever conducted. I'm kind of paraphrasing right here, UFOs didn't monitor. What's the exact quote there, Noe? Do you recall?
Unfortunately, I don't have that, but
here it is.
You were pretty close.
Yeah,
I don't have it in front of me either. But
the exact quote: at no time when the astronauts were in space, they were alone. There was a constant surveillance by UFOs. Astronaut Scott Carpenter. Carpenter photographed a UFO while in orbit May 24th, 1962. NASA has still not released the photograph. So, you know, the astronauts have seen them. A lot of them gone on record, including, I believe, Neil Armstrong even alluded to that, and what a great loss for our nation for him to pass on. He was always one of my heroes, and I recall.
Yeah, we're going to give everybody a chance here after we finish this segment.
Okay, well, I just did mine, so my tribute to Neil Armstrong.
Okay. That's good. I noticed, Noe, whether you and Ruben are actually going to talk about that Aliens in the Forest incident up in Northern California, too.
Yes, that is our new book, and it has been our best-selling book since the original Mexico's Roswell. People have a lot of interest in that. We've been on a lot of national radio talk shows and been interviewed on television numerous times. It's a story that is amazing about the group of hunters that went into the Tahoe National Forest in northeastern California one evening, and little did they realize that they were going to encounter a 90-foot-long mothership and some strange beings that came out of that and began an assault that lasted for 12 hours. It's an incredible story, and it's a very little known story. It's not well known at all.
Yeah, and I told Ruben, and I mentioned to you one time, we absolutely, after this conference is over down there, maybe late October or November. We absolutely got to do a show on this.
Yeah, let's do it around Halloween and scare the wits out of everybody.
Okay, sounds like a deal.
Do another Orson Welles.
You mentioned Dennis Balthaser. I did, actually. He's going to be there talking about his two favorite subjects, Area 51 and also Roswell.
Yes,
and anybody else we need to mention?
Well, I tell you what. We've got one of the top researchers, UFO researchers from Mexico, Mr. Gilberto Rivera, who is the head of the UFO research group in Chihuahua City. And we've got, of course, we've mentioned Cuellar from the Laredo Paranormal Group. And then Stan is doing two fantastic keynote speeches. I already mentioned the one about man's place in the universe. He's also going to do a lecture, which I've heard him do before, but he's added a lot to it since, called Star Travel, Yes. And being a nuclear physicist and having been involved in the design of nuclear fusion and fission-based rocket engines, Stan brings a lot of credibility and experience when he says that we currently have the technology to send men on a round-trip mission to one of our nearer star systems and back in one person's lifetime. It's going to amaze everybody who hears him talk, because he will show you the scientific proof behind his assertions, and people are going to be shocked to discover that we already have the technology for star travel, and Stan has an amazing lecture on that subject.
Brad, sounds like you're going to get some educators and people in the schools down there interested in this conference as well.
Right. Like I mentioned, the T-STEM program is a lot of really gifted kids. We have an excellent school system here. As a matter of fact, one of the things I like to tout about them is the upcoming STEM kids came out of the eighth grade. They hadn't even had Algebra 1 yet, but 40 of them took a college entrance exam, and 24 of them passed.
Wow.
That's out of the eighth grade. So we've got a lot of really bright students here, excellent school system. And they do a super job over at the Presidio Independent School District.
Okay, we're about out of time, so let's give a wrap up here and tell people about the conference once again and the website and all of that information. Either one of you or both.
We want to invite everybody down to one of the most beautiful places in Texas, one of the most beautiful places on Earth, which, by the way, is also an area that's replete with paranormal sightings and events. That's the Border Zone International UFO Festival, which is going to be held October 19th and 20th, just a couple of months away now. And full information is available at our website, ufoborderzone.com. That's ufoborderzone.com.
Brad?
And also, if they would like to give me a call, I can be reached at the Presidio City Hall. It's in any phone book. Give me a call. Ask for Brad Newton, and I'll be happy to help you with your arrangements to get here.
Okay. We appreciate both of you, Brad Newton and also Noe Torres. And it's been an enchanting, interesting hour. And we'll be back to talk to you again soon.
Thank you so much for having us on, Jerry. We have so thoroughly enjoyed it.
Thank you, Jerry.
Thanks to both of you. I'm Jerry Pippin. This is our UFO show.
Hi, this is Jerry Pippin with a question for you. Are you curious about extraterrestrials, UFOs, alien abductions, implants, the secret space program, Area 51, and other UFO topics? Then don't miss UFOCon 2012, September 15th and 16th in Santa Clara, California. Hear 13 exciting speakers, including Douglas Dietrich, presenting Roswell as you've never heard it before. Daryl Sims, the alien hunter, will reveal his new discoveries about implants. Russell Bryan, on the importance of camera surveillance
at UFO hotspots.
Laura Eisenhower on her almost mission to Mars. Joining these speakers are Richard Dole, Alfred Weber, Jordan Maxwell, Michael Surratt, plus five others, including special guests Sean David Morton, Russell Targ, and John B. Wells, the Saturday night host of Coast to Coast. For more information, visit the website UFOCon2012.com. That's UFOCon2012.com.